Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Go ahead and cut that music. Welcome to Hills, a Legend Show. I am Hills the Best. A part of my new contract agreement, I do have to give out individual shows throughout the duration of a season, and this is one of my shows. My agent called me today and allowed me and told me that you have some free time, you need to squeeze in a show so we can get those checks. So the Outsiders will not see today. We can expect an Outsiders episode within the next 24 to 48 hours or so. So please stay tuned and wait on that. The Outsiders are getting themselves ready back for some more wonderful shows. And hopefully EA will have us an app pretty soon so we can get these scores, so we can get these games played quicker. We've been doing an excellent job of getting our games played. Once we get that app, we can see schedules and guys can see the games, so we can see how many games left, and it'll be a lot easier for everyone to help plan and schedule as well. So we are thankful for all the people that have played a big part in UE thus far. We're going to touch on a few things quickly, but I do want to first commend the guys of how we have responded towards how we started at the beginning of the season, because we had kind of got a little lazy, a little lackadaisical, thought we was going to do what we want to do. And guys, I want to thank my commissioners, my fellow commissioners, DJM, KT, Tobar, UPT. Those guys have really been held everyone accountable, which has made everyone's job a lot smoother. We're getting more games in. It's all about getting the games in. We don't want to have 8 seasons. We want to have 10 or 12 seasons. And the only way we can do that is by getting these games played quickly and scheduled on time. And it's not always about playing the first day. It's about getting it solid. So if you do have to play at 10 o'clock on the advanced day, that's fine. With advanced, are still 3 hours early. That is always a positive. But if you're trying to sell games on advanced day, that is not allowed anymore. That won't ever happen again if you eat. You will not set up a game on advanced day. It just doesn't work that way no more. You need to have a game set up. You have until 6 p.m. tomorrow to have a schedule posted up. We do not want you to get to Wednesday tomorrow at 6:30. We are on advance. We don't got past the cutoff time. Now you can't. You have to get your game in before that last scheduled game over in advance. And so get your time set up. If you need to play Thursday, fine. Just get that time posted in the schedule chat, and we'll be ready to go. We just need to know when to be online. Now, also, I want to address something that happened today where none of the commissioners were at home. Myself, Casey, and DJM wasn't at our residence where we could go ahead and advance the lead. We have to bear with us on this because EA doesn't have that app out, and we can't advance. When we had that lead before, myself and DJM could advance the lead from anywhere. We could be walking down the road. We could be in the park. We could be anywhere. We can advance the lead, but now we have to do it on the game console. So that also is very important why we need to know when the last game is scheduled. So one of us can be at home. Our lives are not evolving around Madden. We love the game. We play it just like you do. But we have to be online to advance the league, so we do need to know the time that you're playing so one of us can be at home to advance the league. Now today, KT, DJ, and myself, we all tend, those two work every morning, most of the time first shift. So they're going to get off a little later past 5 today. I have to be in to work. I got counseled, but that's nor here nor there. So the schedules usually balance out, but today we didn't. So we do want to apologize for we didn't allow them to get the Cardinals and 49ers game to get kicked off on time because we was a little tardy. But we know both of those guys are active. They will get those games played. We do want to apologize. I apologize on my behalf and the rest of the committee members. And UPT wasn't at home as well. So we will definitely do better with that. Also want to address this quick list where rules. Let's start reading those rules. Refresh your memory. I know a lot of you guys are in leagues that don't hold you accountable, where you have commissioners taking things a little too personal and banning things that don't need to be banned. You're in different leagues, different rules, that's fine. When you come to upper echelon, just please follow our rules. Know what situations is and fourth down when you can go for it, when you can't go for it. Know the down and distance, counsel and play action. Let's know about that. And the variation of play calls. I hate that we have to address this, but I know it's going to be a part of a lot of shows because guys do feel like it's their team, they're going to call it the way they want to, and it doesn't work that way. Guys, all I'm saying is, can we mix the play calls up? If you're running cover two out the heavy nickel set, the big nickel, don't run that 10 times a game. If you're going to run nickel cover two, running out of the double-A gap blitz, out of the regular nickel, just running out of different formation as well. I'm not saying running every play, but running out of different formations. Don't just run the same as that play out, the same as that formation. Let's get it mixed up. Let's not stay in one defensive formation all game. I admire the guys are still mixing it up, but I just want to clarify that a little bit. Let's not get caught up in being stagnant with the play calls and getting lazy, and let's continue on playing some good old clean sim football and UE football. And we've done a wonderful job of not calling one another out in the group. That is never a good thing. Let's keep those things. If you have an issue, DJM, KT, UPT, Tobar, and myself, and we definitely can go ahead and do what we can to see what's going on and try to help the situation without it getting out of hand. We want this league to be fun. We like to talk junk. We all like to do all those things. But let's make sure we're doing it the right way. All right, let's go ahead and get into some what it's all about on these shows, and that's talking about upper echelon football. We're in week 10, and it has been a wonderful season to start out. I myself cannot complain about what's been going on. I'm excited. I know a lot of you are excited as well. We're getting closer to the first LVUE. Not first ever, our inaugural UE award. We're going to see who did what and how they done it. I'm excited. I know a lot of you are excited as well. We all should be excited for
those type of things.
Excuse me, Paul. This is voting on by your peers. Your peers are the ones that's going to allow you and tell you who's done what and why they done it. And I think it's going to be an exciting finish. It's been some surprises already the first 8 games. Excuse me, we definitely will get into those surprises. I am stunned. I'm surprised by a lot of things that I have seen thus far. And I think I'm going to be stunned for the rest of the season. Like I said, we're going to get into all kind of action you eat. Let's go ahead and give a quick live update of the Bengals and Giants. I think they are underway in the score right now, currently. Giants 10, Bengals 3. This is Mr. Ray Smooth and Black in action. We're going to take a look at the live action on this quickly. We're just going to give you a live play call and see what is going on in Giants Bengals as we are getting closer towards the second half of the season, playoff time, as we are loading it up. This is an interesting game, a game that a lot of people, including myself, is very excited to see, because Black has been a guy that has been kind of simple, but he's been winning games. He's one of the elite players. And the pass is almost intercepted on the play. Second and goal, we will stay live with you until third and goal. It's third and goal, Giants at the Bengals 8-yard line. 5 minutes left here in the second quarter as the Giants will try to extend their lead here on the third down play. Let's see what's going to happen. Live play calling here on Hill's a Legend Show. A little motion for the Giants. Eli stepped back to pass. He has a lot of pressure. Passes almost intercepted by the Bengals. Eli Manning is currently 0-3. Giants will have to settle for a field goal attempt. Nothing is guaranteed with the field goal department this year, which is a great plus for Manning. But the Giants really couldn't miss this field goal, and he didn't, and he extended that lead 13-3 Giants over the Bengals. If you're listening in the chat, go ahead, look in the main chat. Check out that screen as this game is being played live right now, the Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Giants. Cincinnati Bengals is 7-1, one of the top five teams currently record-wise in the upper echelon, taking on a Giants team that's 5-3, playing some really good football, got a lot of good defensive players right now. So you do want to tune into that game while you're listening to Hill's a Legend Show, as the Bengals will try to get back in this football game. A lot of football left to be played in the Meadowlands. At MetLife Stadium, Meadowlands a little older. I think the older people know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and make some predictions for Week 10 and see what's going on. Like I said, we're getting closer and closer towards a playoff push as the season is rapidly along. Halfway point, we only have one undefeated team. That's the Minnesota Vikings, and we have a lot of good teams in the AFC. We'll definitely talk about that before the show is out. Browns at Ravens, a very big game for Jay Will. He needs to win this game to try to stay pace. The AFC is very loaded. A lot of teams have got a lot of wins. The Ravens basically in elimination mode from now on. 8 games, they have to get them or they won't get in the playoffs. It's going to be a tough game. I like Baltimore to keep it close. They're at home, color rush Thursday night. I know how it is. They might be excited. KC is hungry for a win. He's a little rusty with his Browns. He said they had a good week of practice. KC is happy with the progression of Logan Thomas. He said they're getting better. He's starting to read the defenses a little bit better. Better throws. So I'm going to go with the Browns in the close one. 31-27. I think KC steals that at the end because the Browns still are undermanning, and Coach KT is getting the job done. Texans at Jaguars, battle of brothers in the same division. This should be very exciting and intriguing. One of the exciting UE rivalries, Squid and Dio. The Jaguars are good. They're top five in offensive scoring, top five in defensive scoring. This Jaguar team's in. Me and Prez are eating our words right now. We said that Squid will struggle with this Jaguars team, and it's been the very opposite. He has been dominant with this Jaguars football team. Top five offense, scoring, top five defense, not giving up that many points. I think it gets ugly in Jacksonville. I think it will be 41-13. The Texans are in a bad way. They're heading for a top five pick. I know that's not what they thought they was going to get in Houston with their very good front seven. And they added Mr. Vernon to that front seven. But the Texans are in a bad way offensively. And Coach Dio is going to have a hands full with Mr. Squid and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Rams at Jets. This is an interesting game. The Jets actually have the number one rated top offense in UE. They can get the ball down the field now and are deceiving because the Jets are top number one offensively statistically, but they give up so many points that they have to sling the football around and they have to keep up with scoring in order to keep in the game. The Rams defensively, they play stingy defense and they have started to get in Coach Dude's scheme. They're figuring it out. They have a wonderful front line as well. I like the Rams on the road to go steal one against the Jets. High scoring game, of course, 34 in this one. Battle of the Birds, Falcons and Eagles. This is very interesting, intriguing matchup. The Philadelphia Eagles have a top-five defense. Offensively, they are struggling right now. They have dropped two of their last three games. Lost a tough one against the Giants. Kind of got away from them at the end. It was a very close game in the fourth quarter, and they just turned the football over and fell apart late with the young Carson Wentz. We got to see what he's made of. He's at home. Atlanta is a tricky team. Explosive weapons with Julio Jones and Tavon Coleman. They have a lot of weapons on offense, and Devontae Freeman, he barely sees the field, and he's an asset as well. I like the Eagles, though. Defense wins championships and games, especially at home. I like the Eagles in this game. 19-11. Funny score. I like it. Eagles win this game. Chiefs at Panthers. The Panthers is the most disappointing team by far in the first line. A lot of talent. Only have one fourth win. It's been bad for the Panthers and Coach Sifu. Coach Sifu is pretty much in rebuilding stage right now. Chiefs coming off a tough loss in week 9 as Coach Wise blew a gasket in the press conference. He ripped Jeremy Maclin. I wonder what type of relationship they're going to have these last eight weeks. It's going to be tough in Kansas City. I don't like the way that team fell apart late with the meltdown with Coach Wise. Someone has to win, but we'll go with the Panthers at home. 21-12 over the Chiefs, nothing but field goals in this matchup. Bears and Bucks, battle of two teams staring a top 10 pick in the face. The Bucks, with their new coach and GM, Coach Sirius, he says that everything will be all right. Just give it a little time, and the folks in Tampa, and they are really willing to be patient as they have a young team with Winston, Mike Evans, and Hartgrove, but I think that the Bears with Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White, Alshon is not happy right now in Chicago. Coach Richie is not giving him the ball as much as he thinks he should get, and rightfully so. He's one of the best receivers in the game. I think they'll find a way again to get the ball to him. The Bucs' defense is dismal at best. I like the Bears in this game, 34-17. Vikings and Redskins, that is my matchup, so I will not predict that. But I know the Redskins has been in every single game. They've either won it, they haven't won many, but they have lost both games all season. We're expecting a tough, stingy defense as it has been all season. Coach Billy will have his team ready, prepared to give us our first loss of the season. So I expect a very good game tonight. Late night kickoff in D.C. around 11 p.m. Vikings and Redskins. Packers and Titans. This is going to get ugly. The Packers are coming along. They lost their first game of the season. Hadn't lost since. Coach Lace is getting his offense ready. Run first. Hit them with your play action. There's a lot of good things going on with the Green Bay Packers. They're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, top five in sacks. And the Titans is dismal. They are staring a top two pick in the face. I don't see them winning this game. I like the Packers. Big, 41-14. Dolphins and Chargers, another team that's not going nowhere fast. The San Diego Superchargers. Phillip Rivers has already said that he's ready to go. Coach Moray has been very colorful, and the fan base love his enthusiasm. But his players, not so much. They're not happy with him. DJ Fluker and Coach Moray had a lot of words after that last game. I just don't know what direction this Chargers franchise is going to go. Coach Moray has the fans and GM support in the front office, so he's not going nowhere. The fans in San Diego just want a stable owner and a stable coach. They have one in Coach Moray. They just don't have the talent right now, so they're going to have to wait. The Dolphins are rolling. They're trying to make a statement, and I think they'll make another one here. I like this game. I like this win, 30-13, Dolphins over Chargers. 49ers and Cardinals, rematch from a game that was early in the season. 49ers stole from the Cardinals. Coach Wade is very confident. He is begging to be a guy that is a top three player. He wants the respect, but he has to to get through the Cardinals. This game could bury the Cardinals' season, as the Cardinals will face the Vikings in Week 11. This could smell doom for the Cardinals. They must win this game to keep pace with that wild card. I'm going to go with the Cardinals in the desert, red color, same color, uniform, same color, state. Cardinals 44, 49ers 38. It always seems to be wild ones in that matchup. Seahawks and Patriots. Patriots staring at the top five in their face as well. Tom Brady is going out on his retirement tour, not the way that he would like it. It just, Coach Carey is in a bad way right now. He has the Patriots with no direction. They don't know where they're going to go, but they're looking to rebuild. Coach Carey is saying all the right things. It's kind of hard to follow Belichick, but he said it takes time. He wants them to be patient, and Tom Terrific said the same thing. So I think the Patriots fan base will be patient with all the success that they have. But they will not have success in this game. Seahawks need this game. They have to win it to stay in the wild card hunt. I like Mr. Trishan in this game. 31-18. Last but not least, we're game of the week. Denver Broncos and the New Orleans Saints. Rumors have it Chris Harris Jr. might suit up for this game. He wasn't expected to be back until around week 11, week 12. We don't know. A couple of guys have called me and told me and contacted me and allowed me to see Chris Harris Jr. He looks like he's in shape. Not game shape, but he's in shape. Will he play in this game against Brandon Cooks and Josh Gordon in that high-powered Saints offense, who was 5-1 before Coach UPT had to take a leave of absence for personal reasons? He's back. Think on a two-game skid since he left, but they're 5-1 with him. Will Chris Harris Jr. come back? Because Bradley Roby and Talib will have their hands full with that Saints wide receiver core. This is going to be a good game. I really don't know who's going to win this football game. It's going to be a very late kickoff time tomorrow night. I think that favors UPT. Offense is a young guy, though, so I don't think the time will be an issue. It's going to be a good game. I really am intrigued to see that game. I definitely will have to take a nap so I can stay up and watch that game tomorrow night. I'm leaning towards the home team and Coach UPT. He was not happy, but he had to take care of the personal issue, and everything is good on his end. I talked to him today. His guys will have a walkthrough around 5 tomorrow, so they will be ready to play. Coach UPT said he sat down with the OC and DC, offense coordinator, defense coordinator. They're ready to have a game plan for the Broncos. Broncos is coming off the loss in week 9 against the Raiders. Well, the Raiders kind of had their way with them in the second half, but it was a good game overall. Coach Austin knows he needs this game. They have been skating by the last 2 weeks, and they found it bit them. Is in any way they can be resilient enough to come back and win this game is the true question that needs to be asked, and we'll figure that out after. We'll figure that out tomorrow night. But I like the Saints. I'm going to go to Saints 35-25. They went down there in the Mercedes Superdome. I think that's the name for the Superdome. But the new Superdome there went down there. Coach UPT in his game back. Everybody will have a good time with that. Now, let's look at some more stats as we have about 5 minutes left. If you just join us, you're late. Shame on you. Heels the Legend Show. I'm Heels the Best. Requirement of my agent and the contract I signed that I have to do individual shows. So that's what I'm doing here today with some free time. Looking over the week 10 schedule, predicting all the games for week 10. The game of the week I had to think over the Broncos 35-25. I think it will be in a very exciting game. I really hope everyone has enjoyed their time thus far. Like I said, we definitely will keep you posted. All the UPT games of the week, we have been a little slack with our social media guy and Upper Echelon, but we'll get back on it. Those games will be live streamed on the Twitter account. So that late kickoff time will be streamed live on our Twitter page of Upper Echelon. If you haven't follow us, please, on your personal Twitter. Like our comments, retweet them. If you got anything to say, say it. Please, we'll retweet it as well. Upper Echelon related. We'll definitely retweet that. Get it out. And we definitely going to have to get everything together. Excuse me, we are in a meeting. But like I said, we have about 3 minutes left. Guys, get your games played. Get it started up. Put them in your scheduled chat so we can quickly get to the end of the season. Around week 14, start giving me your candidate for Upper Echelon MVP, Offense Player of the Year, Defense Player of the Year. And we can do a Rookie of the Year. I think we can do a Rookie of the Year this year. If we have enough people, enough candidates, we'll do a Rookie of the Year. And we'll do the Coach of the Year, Underachiever, all that good stuff, all pro team. We'll do all that in Upper Echelon this season. We're still getting posted on our old Daddy League site. Now, guys, stay glued to group meet. We will allow you. We will not allow you. We will let you know when we figure out more information about when the app is going to drop for EA so we can get those things, make the lead a lot more smoother. Also, we will definitely still write some more articles. We're going to get back on our UE reporter and our writer, sports writer. We will start back posting our weekly blog so we can keep ourselves excited here in Upper Echelon. And we'll definitely have some more outsider shows as well. I'm Hills the Best, and we are out. We're going to go ahead and just sign on out here at Hills the Legend Show. Be expecting our big show, The Outsiders, within the next 24 to 48 hours. We will be broadcasting live. Hills the Best and Mr. President. Hills has been tired. This was a long flight into D.C., from Minnesota. It's been a long flight. I'm exhausted. I'm going to have to give me a little rest before the big game tonight with the Redskins. So I will be refreshed. Coach Billy, bring your hard hat, and I will bring mine. It's all about the UE. Get your games played and continue on watching that Bengals and Giants game. Let's give us one last look at a live look-in of the Bengals and Giants as it is 26-17. Both teams are scoring. That is not a surprise. Coach Smooth is a very offensive-minded type of guy. He gets points on the scoreboard. You can't deny that. No doubt about it. A last live look-in for that as we have around 90 seconds left on the show. Bengals is driving. It is first down, Jeremy Hill. Screen pass, nothing, 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Second and long for the Bengals, ball at the Giants' 36-yard line as they will try to make this a one-possession game anyway. Either way, they slice it, field goal or touchdown, it still will be a one-possession game. 9 points, you can't get that. Let's do one last play before we sign out here. Andy Dalton is in the shotgun, three routes. He was set. Hill is on the left side. Three-man rush for the Giants. He throws a big pass down the field to A.J. Green, and it is broken up by D.R.C. for the Giants. That will bring up third and long for the Bengals. Watch the rest of that football game, as it looks like it will be an exciting finish. It's all about the UE. Get those games played, and I'm out.